Trump, you know what? He offends half of the people in America, and Hillary Clinton, she offends the other half. And I'm reminded, it's offensive, right? I'm reminded of the cartoon. I think it was a Wizard of Id or Id or something. It was in a newspaper years ago. The little guy that works for the king, he comes running in and he says, "Your Highness, Your Highness, the peasants, they're revolting." And the king looks at him and says, "I'll say." And that pretty much covers it, does it? Everybody's doing whatever they want to do. More than 50,000 people are being funneled into the United States every year through this diversity visa lottery. Can you imagine actually getting a lottery ticket to reside legally in a country? This has been going on for so long, and I've often marveled and wondered about that. And how can this be? You send a check. I mean, who's doing this? I mean, you just kind of get your name drawn out and said you win. I mean, who are you? What if you're a terrorist? Doesn't matter. I won. It's kind of like a lottery. I mean, they shouldn't have lotteries for that. That's just really, really bad, bad, bad. A Utah police officer, he was being attacked just last Friday by a passerby, right? And the guy, you know, stopped and was beating him up. And another passerby came by, and he happened to have a concealed carry permit and a gun. He went over to the bad guy and says, "Stop that or I will shoot you." And the guy did stop. He actually ran away, but they did catch him. These are the stories that you never hear about. You always hear about gun control, not about criminal or bad guy control. And this guy helped control, right? I mean, there's over 2 million unreported cases a year that they know of. It's probably much more than that, because that's why good people do have guns, is to do good things. You see somebody doing a bad thing, you pull it out and say, "You got to stop now." It happens a lot, but nobody ever talks about it. Holy, I get the part about how tragic it is when lives are gone in schools and hospitals and concerts. It's not all preventable, and again, I understand that too. And my heart goes out to all of those people, all people with guns, all gun owners. We feel the same way. But you know what? You want to be in a position where you can lessen the loss of life. You want to help save lives. So this isn't about taking the guns away from the good people. This is only about mental care, mental health. Bad people, if they're not crazy, they're kind of crazy because they've chosen that profession, but I think you know what I mean. They're going to get guns anyway. I mean, 3D printers, they can make it at home. They can make it in their basement. That's what people do. Now let's get over to the national anthem. Guns to flags, okay? You still with me? I mean, they won't stand for the national anthem. They won't stand for record law. I'm talking Democrats now, particularly from the State of the Union address, right? They wouldn't stand for the national anthem. They sat down. Wow, these are elected people in America. They won't stand for record law unemployment, a booming American economy. They won't stand for American unity. But you know what? You got to stand for something. And I do. I stand for the president. I think he's done a fabulous job. Is he the best messenger? I've said it so often. Sometimes he still thinks he's on television, I think. You know, I mean, calm down. But the fact is, you got to look at the results. I mean, and he's in a different culture. I think about a guy that is worth $10 billion, built this huge business, and you only built it by not having meetings. You built it by being yourself. You do this and you do that, and all of a sudden you're in a place, a culture where you can talk, but you can't act. I mean, you get through this house, you got to go through that house, and you're always out trying to convince all these power people, and they think and talk like power people. You want my vote? You got to do this, you got to do that, get closer so I can give you a smack. How about doing what's right? So he has all that to deal with. So his frustration, he's over 70 years old. I mean, the man, they're having meetings at midnight. I mean, I really sympathize for him. Again, some of the drama I could sure do without as well, but the end result is kind of cool. And see these other people, these other politicians who won't even stand for anything. What do you stand for? Oh, because they're against him, they won't stand for what's right. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.